We are here with John Basco, First Financial Credit Union in Southern California. A neighbor, basically. I'm San Diego. You're Pasadena. So good to see you here in the Midwest.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. So you're going to be talking tomorrow. You're going to be one of the prime speakers here. You're going to be talking on collections, performance, goals, and scores, which is basically you're telling your credit union story about here. So can you give us a quick overview on what we're going to be expecting?
Yes. One of the new things when I went to work for this credit union was performance scoring for collections. We actually had a rating on a scale from 1 to 5, where 3 is the target. So we set our goals based on our credit union goals and strategies, and then how each department impacts that, we score certain areas of performance so we know how we're doing. And although we've seen that done in sales and lending, I'd never seen it before done in collections.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we are kind of giving incentives and reviewing performance based on a score.
And without giving anything away, but how did that work for you guys?
Yeah, it works very well. Good engaged employees like performance rating. They like the accountability of it, and they like to be recognized if they're performing well. So that, yeah, if you're not performance scoring, everyone's getting the same 3% raise each year, but someone's producing or doing better, then that starts to get noticed, and it tends to demotivate some of those people.
It sounds like you're kind of gamifying it a little bit, or creating a little competition, which is always good. To kind of up the production, I guess?
I mean, that's always one thing I liked about collections is it's measurable, whether it's your delinquency ratio or charge-off ratios, and that's what always motivated me or interested me in my career. But I just never had that performance rating and scoring attributed to it to have incentives and bonuses. And we have a quarterly winner's circle and a annual president's club, and so, yeah, we really focus on it. And again, I've seen it done in lending and sales where, you know, you hit a certain amount of loans and you have performance scores or incentives on it, but not collections.
So what are some of your audience, what are they going to leave with? What are some takeaways or a couple of takeaways that they'll leave with?
Maybe they will start scoring the performance in collections. I know one thing our CEO said that... each year we have to look at it and we have to adjust our goals and, you know, how did it look last year? And I said, well, why do we even do this in collections? I've never worked for a company or a credit union that scored performance. And our CEO said, I wish every department in our credit union could be on performance scoring, performance rating, marketing, HR. He would like everybody, but not much of the back office at that time was on performance rating, but we've gotten more to that where lending is getting into it and other departments based on accuracy and whatever your department's responsible for. Certainly accounting, you want to be accurate. And so we're building more towards that. So each area is rated on performance. But, you know, star athletes or anything you see that performance, they're always clocking their times and their how fast they're running. And I think it's called the Hawthorne effect, that when you score a rate or measure human performance, it raises the performance.
Oh, of course. Naturally. Yeah. You want to better that, always.
But that's going to be one of my opening questions is, who is currently scoring collection performance? And I'm assuming it's not going to be a lot. So
why do you think that is? Why aren't is this something new and novel, something innovative, or... Is it?
It takes some maintenance because it's something you should do each month, and then when you look at somebody like Wells Fargo, when you have performance and you're giving incentives based on it, there's room for fraud.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we do is we have a balanced approach, a three-stool leg approach where it's attitude and effort and attitude and then results. And so what Wells Fargo wasn't doing is they were just rewarding results. They were looking at the behaviors or the efforts. And so they weren't doing call monitoring or digging into it. They were just looking at results. And so there's a potential for that to get fraudulent. And so I think some people might be scared of it. Some people don't know how to maintain it. And I've seen some experts on certain performance scoring and things like that, and it can get very complicating. But ours isn't complicated, and so that's going to be one of my themes tomorrow is the barriers to it. So I'm going to say, here's the why, because every study shows you have better performance when you rate it, when you have performance rating. And then number two is, what's the barriers? And so we'll try to get rid of those. And then the how-to, the templates. And it has to be easy enough to do.
Oh, yeah.
Really. So if you set it up too complicated,
nobody's going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking in my head, it's like, so you have a set template, and it sounds like you do, that you can, hey, try this. Maybe this will work for you, or maybe you can tweak it or arrange it or organize it in a way that will work best for your credit union, right?
And there's all kinds of things in practice that you have to adjust, and you learn your lessons through time. But especially if you're going to pay incentives or bonus, it has to be related to your budget and your financial plan. That we kind of got away from that, where each month, if the delinquency or the charge-offs were high, we said, well, this is above our budget, but let's set the goal here because let's give them hope. But you really can't do that because you don't want to pay incentives or bonuses if you're not performing well.
Of course.
And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But it's still the attitude and effort and then results. And so if people are going above and beyond, there's an incentive program to it. And so I'll explain that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you're going to do what credit unions do best and collaborate on this tomorrow and share ideas and what's working, what's not working, and how we can improve. So very cool stuff. Any final words of wisdom on this?
I don't think so, no. I think
I mean, it sounds like it's something new and novel and something that credit unions should, other credit unions should probably address. And like, hey, if you want to increase your performance and all those other good things in this area, then this is something you should consider.
I guess I should say we work with a company called Mosaic that helps us with that, with the HR and the behavioral and the structure to it. And so it does take a little bit of strategy and maintenance, but...
yeah, but once you get it going, it sounds like it works.
Yeah, yeah. Our credit union is performing very well, and our employees are very satisfied, and turnover is very low. Because good engaged employees like performance scores and performance rating. They like to know how they're performing. Yeah.
Indeed. All employees like that. Engaged. Keeps them around. All right, John. Well, thank you very much for your time today, and good luck tomorrow in your talk. Look forward to it. Well done. Keep up the good work. All right.